Welcome to Seek the Truth. I trust that God would bless you through this. This recording is specifically to introduce people to the person of Jesus Christ and the message of the gospel found in the Bible. We're working through Dr. Luke's record of the life of Jesus, and I'm fascinated by some of the things that he records and that he says. In Luke chapter 6, we have what people often call the Beatitudes. And there are some wonderful things that are said. One of the things the Lord Jesus talks about is really evidence in the life of a person that they're truly following him. The Lord Jesus did not really want hypocritical following, religious claims without reality, but he wanted people who were truthful and honest. This is what he says, "For a good tree brings not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" The Lord Jesus is saying here to people that to claim to follow Christ but to have no evidence in your life is sheer hypocrisy. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the way." He is to be followed. He said, "I am the truth." He is to be believed. He says, "I am the life." He is to be depended upon and trusted. And he said, if I be lifted up," that was by his death on the cross, "would draw men to him." He is the way of salvation. But we need to trust him. We need our sins forgiven. And we need to then live lives that are following his example. It is not the other way round, of course. The ability to live our lives for God is dependent on his saving grace and power in life. I hope today you would stop and think, is it worthwhile following Jesus? Understand the odds that without Christ you face eternity, that is, life after death without God and God's judgment and separation. But to trust Christ is to be forgiven, to have peace with God and to be blessed. But be sure of this fact, hypocrisy will not produce salvation, only faith and trust in Jesus. Thank you so much again for listening.